same kind of blessing that you want us to get. And I pray that you speak to your children through your servant and open our eyes and open our ear. We can hear and remember what you have said to us. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So just a test. See whether Joshua still remember Psalm 119, verse 1. Anyone remember? Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walks according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his statute and walk in his way, who keep his statute and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in his way. And I can see that. Joseph is the man like that. So we're going to spend time. Take a look at the life of Joseph. And we want to get the same kind of blessing. And he has a dream. And the dream come true. He has that dream. We got it in Genesis chapter 37. Etta, could you read that? So I want each and every one of you to pay attention to what we hear. Genesis chapter 37. Etta, you read one first, okay? Read it slowly. It's around 5 minutes, you will finish reading this chapter 37. Okay? Go.
Now the cistern was empty. There was no water in it. As they sat down to eat their meal, they looked up and saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead. Their camels were loaded with spices, balm, and myrrh, and they were on their way to take them down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What will we gain if we kill our brothers and cover up his blood? Come, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hands on him. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood." His brothers agreed. So when the Midianite merchants came by, his brother pulled Joseph up out of the cistern and sold him for 20 shekels of silver to the Ishmaelites, who took him to Egypt. When Reuben returned to the cistern and saw that Joseph was not there, he tore his clothes. He went back to his brothers and said, "The boy isn't there. Where can I turn now?" Then he got Joseph's robe, slaughtered a goat, and dipped the robe in the blood. They took the ornamented robe back to their father and said, "We found this. Examine it to see whether it is your son's robe." He recognized it and said, "It is my son's robe. Some ferocious animal has devoured him. Joseph has surely been torn to pieces." Then Jacob tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and mourned for his son many days. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. "No," he said, "in the morning will I go down to the grave to my son." So his father wept for him. Meanwhile, the Midianites sold Joseph in Egypt to Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard.
Okay, now, based upon this chapter, chapter 37 that we just heard, what kind of sins that Joseph's brother has committed? Could you speak louder? Hmm? Jealousy? You say jealousy? I didn't hear you. What do you say? Jealous of Joseph. Is that what you're saying? Okay. The jealousy is that... Is a deadly sin? Do you know jealousy is a deadly sin? That sin can cause you to go to hell? So how do you know that he's jealous of... Where's the Bible verses? Do you know? Verse 11, could you read that? Okay. What caused his brother jealous of Joseph? He told him the dream that he has. But before he told him the dream, is he jealous of him too? Is he? No? Moses? So what's the proof? Exactly. So what have we learned? In a family, in the future, if you become a parent of your children, if you have two children, make sure that you don't show favoritism. If you show favoritism, you're causing your children to hate one another. You understand? So, so his brother hates him. What's the reason? Because the father loved Joseph more than any of them. On top of that, what did his father did? You know, what did Jacob do to his son? Make him a richly ornamented robe for him, right? He only gave it to him, but didn't give it to any other one. So what happened to that robe later on? It was torn apart, right? They don't like it. And then dip it into what? Dip it into the blood, right? So what are the sins? You say jealousy is the first sin. Okay, take a look at the based upon our understanding in New Testament, in Galatians. see whether jealousy is a deadly sin that causes us to go to hell. So, you know, we got to guard ourselves, you know, make sure that we don't have that kind of jealousy. When you come to the church, you know, you see someone has something that you don't have, make sure that you don't have that kind of jealousy. Galatians chapter 5. Could you read it? Chapter 5, verse starting 19 first, and all the way to 21. Heather?
The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred.
Circle the word hatred. This is brother has hatred. Joseph's brother has hatred towards Joseph, right? He mentioned a choice, right? First, in verse 4, and then later on, when he has that dream, verse 8, they hated him all the more because of the dream and what he has said, okay? And when he has the second dream, oh man, that hatred become what? Jealousy, right? Become jealousy, okay? Circle the word hatred. Keep going, reading that.
Hatred, discord, jealousy.
You see the jealousy? Okay, keep going.
Fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Hatred, jealousy, drunkenness, and all this kind of stuff will not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay, now, go back. Can anyone, Joshua, can you tell me the first dream that Joseph has in verse 5? His brother will all bow down to him. Well, what does it mean? That means he will become, he will be ruler over them. Okay? What about the second dream? His parents, his father, his mother, his father represent the sun, his mother represent the moon, and then 11 of his brother will bow down to him. So if you understand this vision, in Revelation chapter 12, then you know the vision. The sun, the moon, and the 12 star that represent the Israel, the nation Israel. Okay, go to Revelation chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 1. Edda, could you read that?
A great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head.
So that represents, based upon Genesis chapter 37, represents the Israel nation. Okay? That represents the nation Israel. That woman represents the nation Israel. Okay? Now, okay, go back. What is the reason why God gave a dream to Joseph? Gabriel, do you know why? Actually, we can open this one. It will be brighter. That's all. We don't need to turn on the light. Natural light. Could you do that? Go. Open. Huh? Gabriel, do you know why God gave Joseph a dream? You don't know why? Anybody know why? I believe when you go to a children's Sunday school, someone must have talked about the life of Joseph to you, right? He has a dream, right? two dreams. Do you remember what the Sunday school teacher said? What's the reason why God gave him the dream? Jean, do you know? Have you ever heard Sunday school teacher teaching about the life of Joseph to you when you were young? You don't remember? Etta? Moses? What's the reason why God gave him a dream and not giving it to any other brother? You don't remember? Joshua, do you know? I want you to write it down. Either you write beside verse 5, Joseph have a dream, or in verse 9, he had another dream. What's the reason why he has two dreams? When you have two dreams in a row, that means God going to confirm your first dream. Whatever he say to you, for sure it will happen. Okay? So that's why it give him the second dream. Same as later on in Genesis chapter 41, Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt, has two dreams too. Okay? The reason why he has two dreams is to confirm that it will happen. Okay? Let me see. And Genesis chapter 41. Genesis chapter 41 verse 32. The reason the dream was given to Pharaoh in two form. In the same way, the reason the dream was given to Joseph in two form is that the matter has been firmly decided by God, that God will do it soon. Okay? I want you to write it down. Right beside 37, Genesis chapter 37, verse 9. Then Joseph had another dream. Right beside another dream, the reason why the dream was given to Joseph in two forms is that the matter has been firmly decided by God, and God will do it soon. Okay? Gabriel, what's the reason why God gave him the dream in two forms? Okay, I also want you to write it down. What's the reason why God gave a dream to Joseph, the first dream? Okay? In Joseph's time, at that time, there's no Bible yet, because Joseph is before Moses, right? Only in Moses' time, Moses write the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So in Joseph's time, Moses wasn't there. And there's no Bible at that time. And the word of God passed on from Adam and all the way to his children. And that's all, by word of mouth. Not in written form. You understand? So it's difficult for God to communicate with his children through the word of God. So God communicates to his people through dreams. Okay? Would you please turn to Job chapter 34. Job is in the book right before Psalm. Okay. First of all, take a look at Job instead of 36. I read 33 first, okay? Job 33. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep fall on man, as they slumber in their bed, he may speak in their ear and terrify them with warning, to turn man from wrongdoing and keep him from pride, to preserve his soul from the pit, his life from perishing by the sword. Or a man may be chastened on a bed of pain, with constant distress in his bone, so that his very being find food repulsive, and his soul loath the choicest meal. His flesh wasted away to nothing, and his bone once hidden now stick out. And his soul draw near to the pit, and his life to the messengers of death. Job is about the same time as it's right before the Moses time. Okay? So the book of Job is right about the same time that like Abraham and all this, because you see that Job offer sacrifice to God, same as Abraham. Abraham offered sacrifice to God. But in Moses' time, and the priests offered sacrifice to God, not regular people, not like Abraham, okay? So when Job offered sacrifice to God in Genesis chapter 1, that means before the law was passed to the God's people. Okay, it's very, very old, that book, okay? Job. And at that time, there's no Bible. And how can God speak to you? So God speak to you through dream. So he will talk to you in a dream. And most of the time when we have a dream, when we get up in the morning, we forget it. Okay? But when God speak to you in a dream, you will not forget it. It will impress upon your heart. Okay? And you will understand. And just like in Joseph's time, okay? So Gabriel, could you tell me what's the reason why God gave a dream to Joseph? You have to speak louder. Yeah, so God revealed to him his plan for his own life, that he will be a ruler over his brothers. So what are you going to write it down? In the first dream, 37 verse 5, you write down Job 33:15-16. Oh, okay, 15 to, let's say, 15 to 18, okay? Job 33, 15 to 18, you write down right beside the first dream. And then in the second dream, what did you write down? You write down 41. You don't have to write Genesis because you are in the book of Genesis. You write down 41, 32. Right beside verse 9. Then he has a second dream. I also want you to write down a few Bible verses so that you know why God wants to speak to you in a dream. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse, I'm sorry, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. What did the Bible say? Where there is no revelation, where there is no vision, where there's no dream, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps his law. The reason why God revealed his vision to Joseph, so that Joseph will walk in God's way. And eventually, he really become a ruler over his brothers and even over his parents. Where there's no revelation, where there's no vision, where there's no dream, the people cast off restraint. Now that Joseph had that revelation, has that dream, has that vision, but God afraid that he lose it. So God revealed a second dream to him in two different forms. So as to confirm, God will carry it out. You understand? I also want you to write it down right beside the first dream or the second dream. Either verse 5 or verse 9 is the second dream, right? Genesis 37, 5, 9. You write beside that, you write Proverbs 29, 18. You write down Psalm 119, 1 to 4. Ever since then, Joseph in Psalm 119, verse 3, ever since then, Joseph did nothing wrong. He walked in his way, walked in God's way, walked according to the dream that he has. And later on in life, you see that he become ruler. I want you to make sure you write down these two Bible words in that dream. I tell you why. In today's days, we don't need a dream. In today's day, we need what? We need his precept. We need his word. Psalm 119 verse 4. You have laid down your precept that are to be fully obeyed. In other words, when we study the word of God right now, I'm not telling you the dream. I'm not telling you the dream that I have. I'm telling you the will of God that I have. I'm telling you the revelation of the will of God that I have. God has laid down his precept to us so that we are to be fully obeyed by each and every one of us. If we obey, so blessed are they, blessed are you, whose way are blameless, and who keep the law of the Lord and seek him with all their heart. And that's exactly how Joseph seek God. And later on in life, we see that God walked with Joseph, wherever Joseph is. And later on at the end, so starting chapter 37 all the way to the end of the book, chapter 50, still talk about the life of Joseph. You understand? If God spending chapter 37 all the way to chapter 50 talk about the life of Joseph, that means his life is very, very important to each and every one of us. Right? Next week, we're going to talk about Genesis chapter 38. Genesis chapter 38 is talk about the life of his brother. Joseph is the 11th son of Jacob. The fourth son of Jacob is Judah. Judah commit adultery. So that's why God did not use Judah to be the redeemer of his own kinsmen, of his own brothers. And God has chosen his 11th son of Jacob, Joseph, to be the redeemer of his own kinsmen. There's a reason why God has chosen Joseph instead of Reuben. In chapter 35, Reuben is the firstborn of Jacob. And Reuben commit adultery too with his father's concubine. His father's concubine. And he lost the firstborn right. So nowadays, there's so much sex in the television. I want to make sure that each and every one of us not going to fall into this kind of temptation. If you fall into this kind of temptation, you will lose. You lose all kind of blessing from God. Keep your body as the holy temple of God. You understand? Guard it. If you guard it, God's going to use you. God's going to reveal His plan to you in your own life. At the age of 17, God revealed His plan to Joseph, not once, but twice, in two forms, so as to confirm that God will carry out His plan in the life of Joseph, and He will execute it in due time. In Genesis chapter 35, His elder brother, the firstborn of Jacob, committed adultery with the concubine of his father. He lost the right to be used by God. In Genesis chapter 38, one chapter after 37, his elder brother, the fourth son of Jacob, committed adultery too. And he lost it. You understand what I'm trying to say? God did not use the firstborn, did not use the fourth son, but God used the 11th son. You see that? So I want you to write down right beside chapter 37, Joseph's dream. You write down Genesis chapter 35. Chapter 35, verse 22. While Israel was living in that region, Reuben, the firstborn, went in and slept with his father's concubine, Bilhah. And Israel heard of it. I want you to write beside that, you write down 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. 1 Chronicles chapter 5, 1 and 2. Heather, could you read that? 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. I want you to write it down right beside Genesis chapter 35, verse 22. He slept with his father's concubine. Right beside that, you write down 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Read that.
The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was the firstborn, but when he defiled his father's marriage bed, his rights as firstborn were given to the sons of Joseph, son of Israel, so he could not be listed in the genealogical record in accordance with his birthright. And though Judah was the strongest of his brothers, and a ruler came from him, the rights of the firstborn belonged to Joseph.
Do you see that? Don't let Satan to tempt you in a way that you lose the firstborn right. All right? Young man, young woman, keep your body holy. Okay? I want you to write it down right beside here. You write down Genesis chapter 38. Genesis chapter 38, verse 15. When Judah saw her, he thought that she was a prostitute, for she has covered her face, not realizing that she was his daughter-in-law. He went over to her by the roadside and said, "Come on, come now, let us sleep, let me sleep with you." I want you to write that down. 38, 15 to 16, right beside Reuben. There is a consequence of what we have done. Make sure you keep your body holy, okay? What did I say? What's the reason why he gave us a dream? Psalm 119, verse 3. You have laid down your precepts that are to be fully obeyed. He gave us the dream. He gave us his word. He gave us his revelation. He gave us his vision, so that the people will not cast off restraint. Blessed is he who keeps his law. Right? I also want you to write it down. Genesis chapter 39. Joseph was tempted by his master wife, Potiphar's wife. And what did he say? His master wife wanted to sleep with him. And what did he say? Chapter 39, verse 9. How then can I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? That is the reason why God gave him the dream. Do you see that? Make sure you guard your body. Your body is the temple of God, is holy temple. Allow the Holy Spirit to fill your body. Don't let any sexual immorality fill your mind. Otherwise, you're going to lose a lot of blessing. You got that? Genesis chapter 35, 37, 38, 39, and give us the reason why God used Joseph and chose him. You know what? Later on, God used Joseph to redeem his entire family. You understand? To bless his entire family. You know what? Joseph is a young man. He's only 17 years old. Right? At that time, he didn't even have a Bible. All he has what? Is two dreams. And he remembered that. I want to give you a dream, okay? The dream that I have from the Bible, Peter has a dream. What kind of dream he has? It's a crown of glory. Paul has a dream. What kind of dream he has? It's a crown of righteousness. John and James has a dream. What kind of dream he has? Is a crown of life. King David has a dream. What kind of dream he has? Is a crown of love and mercy. If we have the same kind of dream as they are, according to Revelation chapter 3, 19 to 21, If we are overcomer, overcome the temptation of sexual immorality, we will have the same kind of blessing. We will sit with Jesus Christ. I give you the Bible verses, so I want you to write it down right beside the dreams, okay? Genesis chapter 37, 5 or 9, right beside that. It's not the dream that we have now, but it's the vision that we have. It's the revelation that we have. It's the word of God that we have. Remember what I say? Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Where there is no revelation, where there's no dream, where there's no vision, the people cast off restraint. You don't know what you're going to get. You're going to keep doing what you like to do. You do your own thing. You won't be confined. You won't be constrained by the word of God. Then you can't be used by God. Blessed is he who keep his vision, who keep his dream, just like Joseph. Okay? Proverbs chapter 29, verse 19, the Bible say, a servant cannot be corrected by mere word, though he understands, he will not respond. Once God give us the vision, God will rebuild us, will discipline us, he will discipline and rebuild those he loves. And when we listen to his rebuild and turn around, open our heart, invite Jesus Christ to enter into our heart, and let the Holy Spirit and Word of God to guide us, we do not cast off restraint. We walk in his way, walk in his step, do not commit adultery. In the future, when we become overcomer, we're going to sit with Jesus. And let me read that to you in Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19 all the way to 21. Those whom I love, I rebuild and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. Verse 21, to him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne. If you have the right to sit with Jesus on his throne, does that mean that you become king? Just like the same dream that Joseph has? Am I right? Moses? I read that again. Verse 21. To him who overcomes, I will give the right, the privilege, to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcome and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say to the churches. To the churches. We go to the church, that means this promise said to us. Is that the dream that we have? Joshua, do you hear what I said? I want you to write it down. Revelation chapter 3, 19 to 22, right beside the dream. I want you to show it to you. What's the dream of John has? Revelation. Remember I say, John has a dream of crown of life. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Be faithful, latter part of verse 10. Be faithful even to the point of death. I will give you the crown of life. When you have crown on your head, that means you become king, right? You don't get crown if you're not a king. James said the same thing. Take a look at James. Chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who persevere under trial. Because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. I want to change a little bit of the wording. The man, I change it to Joseph. Because Joseph persevered under trial. His master, Potiphar's wife, tempted him to commit adultery. He persevered. Blessed is Joseph, who persevere under trial. Because when Joseph has stood the test, Joseph received the crown of life that God has promised to him. Right? He loved God. He said, how can I sin against God? He's a good man, right? Set a good example for us to follow, right? He's a young man. He's only 17. Take a look at Peter's life. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 4. When the chief shepherd, is Jesus Christ. When the chief shepherd appear, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Peter saw that kind of vision. Crown of glory. 2 Timothy chapter 4. What did Paul see? 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Verse 8. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearance. Brother and sister, to be a ruler, you're going to be crowned. You're going to be crowned with righteousness, life, glory, love, mercy. Psalm 103, verse 4. What did David has? Psalm 103, verse 4. God redeemed your life from the pit, and God crowned you with love and compassion, with love and mercy. That's the crown that we have. The Bible not just tell you, oh, God redeemed you, God give you eternal life. No. God not only give you eternal life, God gonna crown you. Put a crown of pure gold upon your head. So that you know you are prince and princess in his sight. Psalm 21, verse 3 and 4. You welcome him with rich blessing. Place a crown of pure gold on his head. He asks you for life, you gave it to him, length of day forevermore. God not only give you eternal life, length of day forevermore. Verse 4, God also what? make you to be the ruler. Gabriel, do you want to be a ruler in the future? Or you want to be a beggar? Ruler? You want to be an overcomer? Right? Do you see the dream that Peter has, Paul has, James has, John has, David has, Joseph has? Do you see that? That's why you take a look at the life of Joseph. From chapter 31, from chapter 37, ever since he has that dream, he carried the cross and he suffered for Jesus so as to redeem his kinsmen, his brother and sister. If he didn't live a holy life, God cannot use him and all his people will die in famine. You understand? Any question? I want you to start studying 37 all the way to chapter 50. All right? And next week, we're going to study his dream. What kind of suffer that he has. He persevered in his trial. He persevered in his testing. He does nothing wrong. He walked in his way. And eventually he get the blessing. Is it good stuff? Make sure you don't forget Psalm 119 too, okay? after we remember so much Bible, a few Monday that we come back to Psalm 119, we forget them all, right? So that's why, you know, we memorize a lot of Bible verses. We forget a lot of Bible verses too, you know what I mean? Right? But now, you know the meaning of it. It's good, right? Right? So let's say to one another, we are overcomer. We are not a loser. We'll be king. God can welcome me with rich blessing and place a crown of pure gold upon my head. If I ask him for life, if I'm sick, say lengthen my life, he not only give me life, he give me life forever. Eternal life. The Bible tells us that God not only gave us eternal life to be the Son of God, God wants each and every one of us to reign with him, to sit on his right side, sit on his left side. You see that? Proverbs chapter 29:18, where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraint. Make sure that you have the dream within your heart. Knows who you are, knows what you're going to get. Once you forget that, you're going to do your own thing. Donald, do you hear what I say? What did I say in Proverbs chapter 29, 18 to 19? Where there's no dream, where there's no revelation, where there's no vision, the people will cast off restraint. You will walk in your own way. You will lose the blessing. If you persevere and stand the trial, you overcome, you'll be richly rewarded. And remember, when you walk off the track, go your own way. Verse 19. A servant cannot be corrected by mere word, though he understands. He will not respond. When you do not respond to the word of God, God going to rebuild you. You don't listen, he going to discipline you. You don't listen, he going to correct you. You got that? He want you to get it. Judah did not get it in chapter 38. But did later on Judah get it? Judah got it. You understand? He didn't get it in the first place. He turned around. He got it. So we pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless each and every one of us. Help us to remember what we learned today. impress upon our heart so that we won't cast off restraint. Lord, I pray that you keep on encouraging us with your word of God, with your dream, with your promise. And I pray that you enable us, empower us through the Holy Spirit so that we can walk in your way. And eventually when we see you face to face, you're going to say to us, we are good and faithful servant of you. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.